Settling into an easeful posture, well supported, solid on the earth. Lower body rooted and stable, allowing belly to relax, low back to soften into its natural curve, and the upper body to rest at ease. Dignified, awake, open. A gentle lift through the heart center, and you might find the breath deepening. Softening the gaze, whether eyes are open or closed. Softening around the eyes, jaw, lips. The emotion we call compassion. Feeling with another's suffering. Can have the quality of tenderness, of caretaking, of respect, of love, of devotion, and also of a kind of clear heart, equanimity. Each being's suffering is their own to bear. Compassion is the bearing witness to the suffering of another, and the movement of the heart in response. On this week where so much pain and danger and wounding has unfolded in the world, and what week isn't a week like that? You might bring to mind an image from the week or a story, something that moved your heart. It doesn't have to be a major disaster, although there are those unfolding as we speak. It could also be the minor, but not minor to those who are in them, disasters, a shift in fortune, an unfortunate conversation, a painful encounter. What is it right now that tugs at your heart and asks to be seen, not glossed over or glazed over? Bring an image to mind. And then notice the feeling that comes with it. there might be that tenderness, poignancy, grief, care. Or there might be anger, or fear, or wanting, or numbness. Seeing the image you've chosen, and feeling what arises as you hold that image gently in the space of the heart, mind, inner eye. Breathing maybe a little bit more deeply than usual, holding the image. Holding the sense of another's suffering, or a group of people suffering. Often if what comes is anger or fear or confusion, it comes with a story about who's at fault or what I should do. Setting those stories aside, feeling for the response that is wordless presence. If you had to put words to it, you might say, I care. May this distress end. May you be cared for. We can practice in this way two versions of formal compassion practice. One of which would be simply to hold the sense of the suffering of others, feeling the tenderness and the care in your own body, and just growing that feeling, shining that feeling out in all directions, radiating care. Compassion. A second method is to do the same thing but to use phrases to anchor the mind. Traditional compassion phrases like, I see that you're suffering. I care about your suffering. May your suffering be eased. I'm just repeating in whatever way feels like it rings the heart, rings true in the heart. Allowing the feeling of care to grow and blossom through the body mind. And become a resting place. A deep, sober, clear-eyed home in this world where there is so much pain. Sit in this way together in silence, staying with the compassion practice, or at any point letting that go, returning to mindfulness of breathing. or sounds, or any practice that you cultivate.